The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Father, we thank you because what you are doing, you have begun to do already. You will accomplish it. The earth will not stop you. Though hands join in hands, they cannot stop righteousness from reigning in the earth. They cannot prevent us from embodying your will in the earth. Thank you, our Father, because today again you will speak to our hearts. You will cause us to have understanding. You will open to us your wisdom, and you will cause us to embody life. Please, Lord, speak through me, for indeed I have nothing to say. I ask that you bring blessing to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Shortly, let's just look at a scripture that popped up in my heart trying to look at this meeting, and it's just amazing. Pastor Dixon started with it. When mommy was sharing, I said, wow, this is the direction. Now, this is good. Then Pastor Dixon started from the first scripture to the last one, read everything. Then Pastor Lydia started and finished everything on my notes. But we will simply just say what God is saying, Abby. And I've learned by the love of the brethren not to be putting break and say, listen for me. Let them say everything. It means there are other things to be said. Abby? Somebody said the only thing that can cause fights between pastors in this realm is revelation. You just feel like, how is Pastor James doing this thing? He just has revelation, sha. You just are jealous in Pastor James. Pastor Lisi will just come up, just be like, I don't have revelation like that. That's the only thing, though, because we should steer one another. Amen. But the Lord will help us to keep walking in love. So, but let's see this scripture. Let's start from here. Genesis chapter 22. Let me read 1 to 8. 1 to 8. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham. And he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee on into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, can you say with me, on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. Abraham saw the place, but it was what? Afar off. It was afar off. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Very, very significant. When Pastor Dixon read for us Hosea chapter 6, verse 2, let's quickly see that. Hosea chapter 6, verse 2. Amen. He said, after 2 days will he revive us. After 2 days will he revive us. In the third day he will raise us up. He will raise us up. Important to know that in the third day, Abraham sighted the place afar off. Are you with me? Abraham had not arrived in the place, and the sacrifice had not been done, and the lamb had not been slain, and God had not been pleased. But he saw the place afar off. Very key. Because he will raise us up. And after that, what will happen? We shall live. we shall live. The duration of our living is not known to us. But we know that our living actually includes the slaying of the sacrifice, the officiation of the priesthood in service, or the resurrection or raising of a new people who are priests now to our God, or what the book of Revelation will refer to as servants of our God. Now, but certain things happened between the first day and the third day when he saw afar off. He saw something afar off. He saw the place God talked about afar off. The activities that will happen afar off had not been brought nigh. The activities could only still be imagined. But importantly, note that he took two men with him, two of his servants with him. What did you think they were doing on the way? What do you think they were doing on the way? I know many people have read that scripture and have said, Abraham, you can take Abraham to be God, take Isaac to be Christ, Jesus, you get what I'm trying to say? Then the two servants, who are they? Amen. Because the journey took 3 days. In those 3 days, they were preparing a sacrifice. They were teaching Isaac to be a sacrifice. Brother, I mean, they were teaching what? Isaac to be who? A sacrifice. Isaac had to be taught how to die. They had to instruct Isaac. And also in the New Testament, teachings are coming today to teach you and I how to die, how to be the sacrifice. So when you hear raising, the first raising is the raising of the lamb. The second raising is the raising of a servant. The first raising is the raising of a lamb. So for 33 years, a lamb was being raised in Jesus. Because God cannot slay anything but Christ. If God wants to slay a lamb, the lamb was who, church? Christ. God does not slay anything less than Christ. The lamb must have attained a measure of life, which he had been trained to become. He must have attained a measure of knowledge, a measure of understanding, for the lamb to be ready to be slain. The lamb must be Christ. The person that was slain was not Jesus of Nazareth. Was Jesus the Christ? Was Jesus the Christ? Hallelujah. And he had to be raised. He was taught to be a Christ. He was taught, he was prepared. Oh, didn't he say, a body hast thou prepared me? That preparation is a lot of knowledge, lot of stuffing, of understanding, lot of preparation. Visitations took place. Some angelic beings are visiting the earth today. I will want to tell you, friend, that Gabriel and Michael are visiting the earth because it is time to raise lamps. Yeah. Hallelujah. And we have to be quick to respond to the messages they are bringing. We must hasten to obey the instructions they are bringing. You saw Gabriel visiting Zechariah. Oh, you would think that was the only visit he made. A child is about to be born and then Gabriel was visiting the earth. No. Afterwards, when the child is born, do you think he wouldn't visit? When you read that angels strengthened him, what was all of that for? They were preparing him to be slain. They were preparing a body to be offered. They were preparing him with knowledge and understanding. He needed to be Christ. It is only a sacrifice of Christ that can be accepted to God. So for 3 days, Isaac was being raised to be slain. And Isaac did not even have to know it, because he was still asking. We have, interestingly, let's read that, please. Let's go back. Let's read somewhere in that chapter. Chapter 22. Let's continue for when we read. And Abraham said unto the young man, abide ye here with the ass,
and I and the Lord will go yonder and worship. So in that 3 days, the Lord had not worshipped. I don't know if you are getting the picture. The Lord had not worshipped. The father had to take him because his slaying is going to be his first worship. Then afterwards, he will now begin to officiate consistently in the office of a priest. And until that takes place, service has not begun to be rendered. And come again to you. Let's go to verse 6. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it where? On Isaac his son. Abraham took the wood. And that tells you that every one of us will carry our cross. And we will die on our cross. The training in the last phase towards the mountain of worship is to carry your cross, to love your cross. There will be times other people helped you to bear your cross. But when you are begin to approach the mountain of sacrifice, you will love your cross and carry your cross. But Abraham held a fire in his hand and took knife. They went both of them together. That journey is God leading you. When we have been made, God will now take us and lead us to the place. It was God that crucified Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, let's see John chapter 11. Let's see 25 and 26. John chapter 11, 25 and 26. Help me, please. Let's run down there. Amen. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. Let me say this. Jesus first became life before he became resurrection. Jesus first became what? Life before he became resurrection, because Christ is life. Christ is what? Life. Now, before he went to the cross, beautiful. Before he went to the cross, he had become resurrection and life. I like the way Reverend put it. He said, resurrection is the school of Christ where they train you on immortality. So a man cannot attain to immortality without being in the school of resurrection. And the school of resurrection involves many dyings. That is the only way to show that thing is potent. That you will be dying and you are not dying. I don't know if you get it. So they don't take a new believer straight to resurrection school. They take a new believer through many, many courses for the believer to attain life. The test they give to life is resurrection class. Resurrection 404 is the class they will admit you to after you have done all your carryovers. Because in that place, you must not have any carryover from life school. Do you get it? Now, when you have done all your courses and done all your carryover and ascertained and that having fulfilled these requirements, he can now go to the next school. That school is called resurrection. Now, the first lamb that was slain is the owner of that school. The Lord committed that school to him. He is the director. In fact, he's the chancellor and also the vice chancellor. He's the registrar of that school. All the administrative role in that school is the one playing it. So he will supervise everything. Nothing misses his eyes. I don't know if you're following me. Now, when they bring you and you say, I have attained life. Wow. They will not bring you to resurrection school. They will be administered many, many deaths. And if you have life, you go die, you go live. You go die, you go live. You go die, you go live. Now, it is not time to say, oh, there is she. No, if it is not going to she, we will give you some bullets. Are you getting me? It is not, you know, when we are in secondary school, they will just form flog you. Bo, 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 it's how there is she. That is children, how there is she. When you want to show how there is she, they will fire you double barrel. Are you getting it? Yes. Because in that place, they will begin to administer deaths. You know you have carried your cross. So you will die many, 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 many times. And of course, you know that cross is not just that wood. Cross is a wisdom. So by a wisdom, they will slay you. And by a wisdom, you live again. By a wisdom, they will slay you. By a wisdom, you live again. They will run that test on you many, many times before they will not acclaim that you are immortal.
Thank you. Amen. As the Lord makes us to journey on this path, the things we suffer are only going to be necessary because He will have to go through it. The things we suffer is not because the training is not to make you not feel it. The training is to show that you have something in you that cannot die. Sure, getting me? If it cannot die, divine life, if you say I possess divine life that cannot die, deity will test it. If deity does not try it out, they are not sure that it is their life. You know, there are some other deaths, there are some other dealings that they will allow the devil to handle. The other ones that they will be the ones to mastermind it. Because when they put you through their own system and you can survive it, then they have wrought a work in you. I don't know if you are with me this morning. Then they have done a work in you. Wow. Wow. Let's read this scripture. Our time has finished. Jesus. Lord, we give you glory because there's no time. Amen. Time shall be no more. Romans chapter 2 verse 7. To them who by patient continuance in well-doing. I like this scripture, the way Reverend explained it recently. To them who by patient continuance in well-doing. When you say somebody is doing well, the person has attained to godliness. Well-doing. He has attained to God-likeness. Amen. But that man is not resting on just attaining godliness. That man is still seeking for what? Glory. And seeking for what? Honor. And seeking for what? Immortality. What would they give him? Now, eternal life actually is glory, honor, and immortality. That is eternal life. When you say eternal life is the life of God, the life of God is glory, honor, and immortality. Glory, honor, and immortality. Life, resurrection, and immortality is what they call eternal life. A believer must live, must be raised, and be acclaimed to be alive. When you say quickened, quickened means such a person has been paced up, has been accelerated by understanding, can vibrate at certain frequencies because of understanding that he now possesses, can relate with things in certain realms by reason of understanding that he has possessed, that a man is alive, that a man has been quickened. Now, but when a man is quickened, that glory is not yet enough. Such a man must pierce beyond that to honor. It is honor not to die again. It is honor to go through the school of resurrection, because all mortal men are not admitted into that class. It is a privileged opportunity, not because you do not qualify for it, but that you have been able to use election to walk towards salvation. So a believer who is able to stay on, and interestingly, the more you stay on, the more it opens up, and you can see that this is not the end. That is one blessing our generation has found.
that we can stand here and know that it is not the end. Do you know that there were people in this country, there were people who lived on earth who never knew that anything was beyond new birth? It is a blessing for a believer to know that I am born again. There is still much more. It's not everybody who knew it. People got born again as the end. Wow! And they gave God the glory. So for a man to be born again and still know that I need to press to godliness. And when he attains godliness, he takes that, wow, he has purchased for himself a good degree. But this is not the ultimate. He can still seek glory. That glory is life, is Christ. It's Christ. And it takes a man who is a godly man to seek to become Christ. Christ is not something I become the moment I'm born again. I need to seek with lot of understanding. Let me say this finally. Father, we appreciate you. The reason why we cannot relate with the gospel is that they are not our matters. They are things that are our matters. And we can press a little to understand them, even when they are higher than you. You can, if they put you in that place, you just stay a little, you hear, you grasp it. You have a few ideas from residual knowledge, and you can explain it. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But the reason why the gospel, we need to hear and hear and hear and hear, and look at the more you are hearing, the more this thing is confusing yourself. Has that happened to you? It's because they are not our matters. So we need to hear many times for faith to be formed in the heart. A believer should hear many hearings. As we hear and hear and hear, something that happens is faith is formed in the heart. Faith is formed in the heart. Faith, at the end of a period of faith formation, you have enough step to take a leap. You see, when you see a brother, he just changed. It's a product of many hearing. No, nobody just changes like that. He has heard. Then all of a sudden, just boom. You just see a visible change. Then after a while, he stays there again. He doesn't stop. He keeps hearing. They start speaking to him at another higher frequency. They start laying higher demands on him, which he must fulfill to shift ground again. Father, help us, Jesus. Our desire is that as we end this year, we will go into the new year with a heart posture that can consistently advance in the things of God. That as we end this year, in the new year, it will be said that he has changed his garments many times. This is our longing. This is our longing, and we choose to embrace the wisdom that brings a consistent renewal of life. In Jesus' name.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.